Wanted, a Royal Wife. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1887. Lady Latasha Ling rode into the stable yard. The head groom came hurrying out to her horse's head. "He is an excellent jumper, Abby," Lady Latasha said, "and I think when he has had a little more training, he will beat his grace's favourite, who he continually says is unbeatable." Abby laughed.
"That may be so very true, my lady," he replied. "I've great hopes of this here horse. He certainly shapes better than any of them other horses."
"I agree with you, Abby, but we will not upset his grace until we race him and win." Latasha walked on to the house, thinking as she did so that it would be such fun to beat her brother's champion horse, as Solomon had already won quite a number of races. The sun was shining, and the garden was filled with flowers. She thought that nothing could be lovelier than Norlington Park in the spring. She walked into the house through one of the many French windows. She had lived in the great house, which dated back for 400 years, ever since she was a child. As she often told herself, she loved every inch of it, and she had certainly missed her home when she had gone to a boarding school. She had returned back home a year ago, having won several prizes, and with a report that her brother said should be hung in every schoolroom to challenge other pupils to try to equal it. Walking along the passage towards the hall, Latasha wondered if her brother had returned. He had left early that morning to visit a farm where there had been a fire, and she hoped he would not bring back bad news, and that there had not been any great damage. She reached the hall and was handing her gloves and whip to a footman when the butler announced, "His Grace has now returned, my lady, and wishes you to join him in the study at your convenience." "I hoped he would be, Barnet, and I hope too that he has brought us good news about Eastoe Farm."
"I hope the same, my lady. We've never had any trouble there before."
Barnet had been at Norlington Park for nearly 40 years. He had first come as a scullery boy, moved up to help in the pantry, and then, after a number of years as footman, he had risen to the position of butler. Like all the elderly servants, he thought of the park as his home. He always spoke as if he was one of the family, which indeed he virtually was. Latasha walked to the study, thinking that if the fire at Eastoe Farm had been a very bad one, everyone would be feeling concerned for the farmer and his family. She opened the study door. Her brother, as she had expected, was sitting at his writing desk. He had been the Duke for only 2 years, and took his duties extremely seriously, spending most of his time at home in the country, looking after the vast estate. He did, however, hold a hereditary position at court. Queen Victoria liked having young and handsome gentlemen around her. He had, therefore, to turn up at Windsor Castle more often than he really wished to. As his sister came into the room, he looked up and smiled. He was a good-looking young man, just as Latasha was a beauty. She had been acclaimed last year when she was a debutante, and all the society newspapers always wrote in glowing complimentary terms about her.
"You are now back, Latasha," the Duke exclaimed unnecessarily as she walked towards him.
"How did the new horse behave?"
"He is magnificent, Harry. In fact, I think he is going to be better than all the rest put together."
"High praise indeed. I only hope you're right. He cost a lot of money, and I'm glad to hear you think he's worth it."
"He is certainly worth at least double or treble what you gave for him. Now tell me about Eastoe Farm. Was the fire very bad?"
"Fortunately, the fire did not touch the farmhouse itself. There are 2 barns which will need a great deal of repair or rebuilding. Otherwise, we escaped lightly."
"I am so glad.